Each believer has a special gift of the Spirit. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are inspired by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. Verses 7-12, RSV. When Moses was endeavoring to carry burdens so heavy that he would soon have worn away, he was counseled by Jethro to plan for a wise distribution of responsibilities. Represent the people before God, Jethro advised, and bring their cases to God. Jethro further advised that men be appointed to act as rulers of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens, thus relieving Moses of many minor matters that could be dealt with by consecrated helpers, RSV. Those in leading positions of responsibility in the church should deal with the weightier matters demanding special wisdom and largeness of heart. Such men should not adjust minor matters that others are well qualified to handle. Moses chose able men out of all Israel. Hard cases they brought to Moses, but any small matter they decided themselves. Verses 25-26, RSV. Moses was careful to select men possessing dignity, sound judgment, and experience. To Solomon, called to occupy a position of leading responsibility, David gave a special charge: "Thou, Solomon my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee."